Hi, this is a dictation for patient Ryan Pedit, RYANPEDIT. Date of birth is 1/14/1990. Date of accident 5/6/2022. This is a continuation from the dictation number 0604-062. History has been dictated. We are at the physical exam. Mr. Ryan Pedit is a 32-year-old white male of height is 5'5 and weight 130. And he's alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, and sitting comfortably without any sign of acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be acutely anxious or lethargic. The patient has exhibits a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk without any adaptive devices. And he is being seen for a new patient visit. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including the neurological examination. The gait is normal. The muscular examination is positive. In the area of upper trapezius bilaterally and also quadratus lumborum lower part and also paraspinal region from T1 to L5 all the way bilaterally is in severe spasm. And he has some tenderness at left sacroiliac joint. And although the muscle has increased tone and severely contracted, and trigger points are identified in the upper trapezius muscle and also paraspinal muscle. Rest of the muscles are okay. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection, the cervical spine is completely normal with normal curvature alignment and no scars are noticed. And palpation, there is no scoliosis or abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal and there is no pelvic tilt is noted. Spine tenderness is present in the left sacroiliac joint and there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from T1 to L5 bilaterally, which is in severe spasm and hypertonicity of 2 plus is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The normal range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30, hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerner test was positive. Distraction test was positive and Sotohar test is negative. Myelopathy sign is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Bridgman's Kernig test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Bridgman's Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Prager test is negative, CAM test is positive, the Kaczynski sign is negative, sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint is felt slightly tender. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression and iliac deflection tests are negative. The Faber test and the Armstrong test are positive on the left side, Tunnelberg sign is negative. The extremities examination. except for the left shoulder, which is quite painful. The rest of the extremities are completely normal, with normal motor power of 5x5 and normal reflexes of 3x4, and warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm or varicose vein. Range of motion of all joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. And examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, the shoulder joint is found to be completely normal. And on palpation, no tender points are noticed, no crepitations or any grinding noise or popping noise heard. The muscle strength is 4x5. The patient is able to raise his arm up to 160 degrees on the left and 180 degrees on the right. The special test for suppressed spinal testing are found positive. Hawking candidate test on the left side was positive, and also speed test, near test, empty beer can test, and anterior posterior apprehension test. Drop arm test was negative. Distal circulation pulses are normal. The carpotunnel signs was negative. Signal sign and cell sign are found negative. Diagnosis. General is V8 9.2 XST. And nerves M79.2 and muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838 with several trigger points. Ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity, the left shoulder is M25.512, M75.30, M75.50, M75.110, S43.432D. Lumbar spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Left-sided sacroiliac joint, M46.1 and M54.17 and S33.5XXA. The plan of care is from the template for Ryan Paddick. Treatment plan for Ryan Paddick is as follows. The patient is provided an order for physical therapy to continue because he has positive finding in the MRI for the cervical and lumbar region. However, the frequency is reduced to three times per week. The frequency has not been reduced because the patient has a severe spasm in the upper trapezius and quadratus lumborum and paraspinal region, for which an extensive physical therapy is required. Patient is advised to visit a different physical therapy or some different group. Left sacroiliac joint is again positively tender. A traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program are advised to the patient. Regarding the disability, patient is found disabled for work and housework disability as well as transportation. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are advised as follows. Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effects and help in healing. Cyclobenzaprine 7.5 is provided for relief with the muscle spasm, more sedation as well as improved circulation of the muscles. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for help with the pain and headaches, if there is any. But generally the spine pain. Lunesta 1 mg at night for help with the sleep. Acifex 20 mg twice a day for controlling the stomach irritation and bleeding. Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Lidocaine patch is provided for topical pain relief also. Narcotic analgesics, patient is provided with Voltaren 100 mg ER twice a day for pain relief. A prescription of gabapentin 600 mg 60 tablets was advised also for, but patient has not been given that. There are two refills. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. To help with the PTSD and panic. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. The none of them are available. Patient never has any MRIs, according to him. It's never been investigated. So the MRI are actually being ordered. Interventional pain procedures are not being recommended right now. A sacroiliac joint injection times 2 for diagnostic reasons could be recommended. Surgical options none are being considered at this minute. Referral to neuropsych is not warranted. Attended care and caseworker not warranted. Past medical records are being requested to be released. Investigations are on hold. DNA. Patient already has the neck brace, back brace, and a tense unit from previous provider. Education, yes. Follow-up visit will be in 10 days. Thank you.